All right, everybody, here we are for Thankful Thursday. This is a new thing that we're going to be hitting off. I'm really, really lucky to have one of my very close and personal friends, Beast Mose, on. Mose, I think the reason why I asked you to come on, bro, is that I think sometimes we lose around being grateful for things, and I know that you feel the same.
No, 100%, bro.
I think that, you know, sometimes in this crazy world where we're just living one paycheck at a time, one VC purchase at a time. I just think it's and it's around kind of getting in the habit of just being thankful for things.
I like that, bro. I like that.
But like, is there any time in your life, bro, where you just sat there and you just took a deep breath and you just go, you know what, like, yeah, I gotta really be thankful for something?
Yeah, man, I think it's very important that we touch on this. For me, one of the first times it happened, man, you're getting me in my fluffy bag today, bro. I'm all in my fluffies at the minute, bro. You caught me quite in a vulnerable state. For me, one of the first times I looked at life and thought, man, I'm truly blessed, I think it's when my wife gave birth to our first child. The reason why it made me feel so blessed is because it made me think about my parents, it made me think about my mum, and the journey that she went through giving birth to me. At the time, I'm going to go deeper into a fluffy bag, if you bear with me, bro.
Yeah, brother.
So I was one of the biggest babies born in Porirua, bro. This is no word of a lie. There's no word of a lie. But my mum was a young mother, and my dad was also young as well. And I think I was, sounds pretty gross, I think I wasn't planned. I attended my mum and dad's funeral at the ripe age of 6 months old. But I just think about my mum and all the things that she did for us growing up. So I'm the eldest of six, and I can't think of a time where my mum made me feel like we were struggling, or my mum made me feel like we don't have enough money to buy food. Or when I think about my childhood, I think about my mum always making sure that I had not the flashy stuff, but what I needed to fit in. Whether it be a school trip, whether it be sports trips, I'd always have something to present. It may not have been the flashiest, but it was enough for me to fit in, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think I'm really, really grateful for my parents, my mum. I've never known my dad. So for my mum to have to do double duty and to hold it together. And man, the funny thing, and this is what's really cool around this thing too, is that it's kind of like it's an ode to things that have made us and to have created who we are. And watching my mum struggle and like she brought me up by herself. And also she was training to be a social worker while I was, you know, at school. And that would she'd go to whatever college she had to go to during the daytime, and then at nighttime she would work. So it was all around either just handling it. And back in the day, bro, like my mom would just be like, yo, just stay home, just don't answer the door. That was it.
Yeah,
can't do that now. But yeah, I think I'm on with you, bro. When my firstborn was delivered and my mom came to the hospital, I cried like a little baby, man. Just watching them together, I was like, whoa. You know,
bro, we call that Kim Kardashian crying, bro. Ugly crying, bro.
I was ugly crying in the hospital, G. And like, I could kind of guess what came over me. It was the generational, you know, coming together. Like, this lady created me and I created this. And 100.
Yeah, that's what I felt as well, bro. Yeah.
I think there's something around childbirth, eh? Like, and I mean, we can have a big joke about watching it.
And it's not the time, let me.
But there is the special kind of like aura when it does happen.
100%. And I think for me, it's exactly what you said. It's thinking about my mum gave birth to me, my wife gave birth to my daughter, but the beauty of the woman's body, bro. The things it does to prepare for a baby, bro. It's a journey. My wife was crying, obviously going through birth, and my mum cried as well. And I was crying, and they're like, why are you crying? And I was like, I don't know. I'm lost. I just feel so filled with love. But yeah, I was a hot mess as well, bro. Yeah. Don't feel any shame in that, bro.
But there's no shame. And that's the thing about it is like, so here's my story, right? My daughter was born. My mum came to the hospital. She was holding my daughter in her arms and I started crying. And my mum looked at me and she looked at me dead in the eyes and she said, "Why the fuck are you crying for?" And I was like, "I don't know." I really didn't. And my mum was just like, "Ah." And then, but you know, it's funny, eh? But if she said it, but if it was anyone else, I'd be like, "Shut up. I'm allowed to cry."
Yeah. I'm allowed to cry, yo.
Yeah.
It's my life, yo. my co. Yeah, I think motherly love is something that, and working, another thing, bro, is, it's hard. There's this primal urge to just look after your kids and to look after your pride, you know?
100%, man. 100%.
And it's really weird when you see people that don't, I don't want to say don't feel that, but hearing those stories of people that are just like, it was a mistake. And blah, blah, blah. I'm just like,
that's tough. Man. Yeah.
It's rough.
I don't even want to hear that. Eh? That's tough. Bro. Imagine being the kid hearing that. You weren't planned.
I know, bro. That's tough, bro. That's something else that like I think a lot of people don't really see is that side of society, you know?
Yo, 100.
It's all 100%. The picket fence, you know, kind of three kids and a dog type buzz.
Bro, you know me, bro. I like to dive deep into these kinds of conversations, bro. But I hear what you're saying. Truly grateful for my mum and what she did for me. And it looks like the next generation is going to be fine as well. My wife and my daughter as well.
Bro, is there anything, like, as an adult, Mose, you think back and you just go, bro, I was a piece of shit, G.
Man, well, as I said, I was the eldest of six, and I was probably the worst babysitter. You know, like, I think, like, all of us, we were all told, don't open the door for anybody, just watch TV, and that's literally what we did. Nothing to eat. I'd tell the kids to go make their own food. And I was eating like a king at the ripe age of 6 years old. But I can't think of anything where I was that bad of a person. My mum taught me better. My dad taught me better.
I think as in high school, you know, like some of the things I used to get up to. And I just think, fuck, you're a dick. How could you like...
put them through that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So then now the question is getting deeper and I've definitely done some things that I regret. I used to play basketball, as I told you, down the Cannons Creek cages. And me and my brother used to walk up and down the streets we would be walking home at about 2 or 3 in the morning and school the next day. And at the time my brother was only like 13, I was already a seventh former going through school and she was worried about him, not me. And I just said, "Mom, he's all right. He can wake up early. I know it's only 2 hours sleep, but he can go to school." Like stuff like that where I think I should have been a better example, really. Should have done better.
I remember I don't partake that much in the rararana. But I remember the first time that I did, and I came home and my mom was lying on the couch and I went inside and when you go inside my house, there's the keypad to do the alarm code.
Yo.
And she was sleeping, eh? And I thought it was, like, I thought she wasn't, so I just blah, 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 and I did it really loud. And then I went to my room, bro, and the alarm went off.
Oh, no.
And she woke up, and then it woke her up. And this was at, like, 3 in the morning, gee.
Ridiculous hours of the morning. Oh,
and then instead of getting up and going turning it off, I just laid there. And then when my mum comes told me off, I was like, "Yo, fuck, I don't care. Fucking blah, blah, blah.
You always do this to me.
Fucking bullshit." And she goes, "Fuck, get out then." And then I got out and then I sobered up and then I was like, "Fuck, I'm an idiot." I know that's probably the only story I could probably say on without getting into too much trouble. But
you really dropped the ball there, I must say that.
But I think, yeah, but in a nutshell, man, I'm really, really thankful for all that both my mum and my better half have done for my family, myself, growing me up, not only, and I think my missus just growing me up as a man, you know, like she's been harping on and on, do the dishes. Are you an adult now? Get off the computer.
I hear you, bro.
Yeah, brother.
I think I'm super grateful for my mom and my wife. You know, there's a saying that I always grew up, and it's, I remember saying as a kid, if I ever get married, I want to find somebody exactly like my mom, which was someone who looked after me, someone who consoled me if I was upset. And I truly believe that I found that now until my next wife.
Oh, bro, but it's really cool that we can really kind of get into it, and
100%, you know,
and it warms my heart, man. It warms my heart to kind of like think back around some things that have come together to make you and myself who we are today.
100%, bro. And I just want to say thank you for letting me come on. I think, you know, we do this all the time anyway. You know, I know that there's very few people who are grateful for, who express their gratitude for things. Let's start normalizing that, man. Let's start getting people being grateful for what they have.
Start smelling the flowers before, when they can, you know?
You caught me at a really vulnerable time, bro. I'm pretty emotional at the minute, but hey, I'm grateful for my mom and my wife and my daughters, the next generation of Ngalos, bro. We're going to be good.
Yeah, brother. Hey, thank you so much, bro. And I'll see you next week, then, eh?
Appreciate you, brother. See you soon.